I cannot go further. Because you understand that this is too much, really. If this was the first time you were looking at this book, first time, this is too much. So he stopped it. And okay, let's go to the story. And what about the story? He explained what. He said, I go back to the story because, first of all, this argument that I'm opening for you, normally you're looking for a conclusion, right? This argument of what is intelligence doing? What is that animal one? What is that one? Where is my ethic? What I'm doing here? Why I'm here? And all that are combined. They're here at the same time. There is no conclusion to arrive. Okay, now I know. It happens in knowledge, right? You arrive to a point and say, now I know this. There is no point to arrive and say, now I'm in control of my animal part, or my spirit is this path. It's a path to walk, not to arrive. We will never talk about arriving. Not that it doesn't happen, but we will not talk about it. Because when it happens, or if it happens, it has nothing to do with our silly stuff. It comes from somewhere else. So we don't talk about that part. We talk about our duty. What can we do? And we have to meditate about this. How long? As long as you're here. This isn't something... Enlightenment, you never graduate from enlightenment. You go deeper and deeper. And there is no rock bottom. There is none. There is no place to stop this stuff. So we will say, if the explanation was possible that you will give the complete explanation, everybody will give up. But it's not. It's something that we have to work in it day and night. Day and night. Let me arrive to a conclusion. In short, this is 2630. In short, external acts are different to indicate that which is hidden. I don't know if this will do. And then I will say, listen, you have a hidden part and you have a visible part, right? How are you going to look at your hidden part? Just don't look at your visible part. This one will lead you to that. Because they are not true. It's not that deep down you're a good fellow, now you're doing a bad stuff. We always run to that. I'm a good person, but the situation now I'm doing that. I'm saying no. Whatever you do shows what is in your heart. Why do we insist upon this? Because honestly, we don't care if you think you are a good fellow or not. We want you practically to be good from outside. We want you to do the good deeds, not to think the good thoughts and do the bad stuff. there are detailed explanations in order to complete this subject. But seek them. Vassalam. It's not farewell. Vassalam, you know what it means. It means that's it. You don't need anything else. Vassalam means the end of speech, argument, or whatever. Because the point here is not that I will lead you to somewhere. It's not that I will show you how to be. I just show you that you have a better side. It's up to you to find it and do it and be it. We just give you the explanation, go back to the story. Now the story starts to run somehow. First, we talked about the man surrendering to the woman and what? Let me tell you something here. Let me tell you what are we looking for. Because we're looking for a solution, yet we have to know the goal. What are we looking for? Do you remember? We are looking for the source of happiness. You said, that happiness is stuff. Think about it. What is the source of happiness? This gentleman will be happy if tomorrow Mars and Jupiter will collide and there is a good firework show in the sky. And he doesn't care then what will happen to the rest of the universe. He will be happy with that. Any argument? The source of happiness is limitless. It's everywhere. But we talk about the quality of happiness, not quantity. That joy for him was for a day or two. We're talking about the real happiness. Real happiness doesn't happen here. Real happiness is, if you want to understand it really logically, is a cure for your sickness, your mental sickness. What is that? We talked about it a lot and you have to know it. Fear. Fear of death, remember? That's what it is. That's logic is running around to defeat death, remember? At the beginning today we talked about it. So, animal lives in fear. Not us. How come? We have some state of mind who can put off the fear of the animal. With what? With believing in tomorrow. In English it would sound like that. I prefer to say with iman, not belief. Because iman, remember what was that? The word of iman in Arabic means feeling safe. And in here, this is the source of happiness for us. And this is something that doesn't fit in this universe, really. But it fits here. That's what faith is all about. Feeling secure. You look at the process. If you see a process with no planning, just an accidental process, that everything is going to be ruined. How do you feel about that process? Amazingly, you could look at your existence that way. To say that, okay, we are here by accident, and I'm here for a period of time, then I die. That's some way of looking at life, and a lot of people will do that, right? So you have that kind of thinking, you have to have fear. First of all, what fear? You have to be upset because the only thing that you know for sure is that you will die, period, right? That's what the intelligence knows. We are talking about something else. That something else comes from another way of looking at it. The way I see it, I see improvement. I don't see the improvement to satisfy this lady, because I know this lady's standard is so high, her imagination could go wide and think about a very peaceful nation on earth. But I see the improvement because I compare honestly, not one day with the day after, because some moves like that, you could find a short period of time that it's coming down. But in general, what I see is improvement. The growth of consciousness and understanding, that's what I see. And I believe it is planned. Therefore, why should I fear from tomorrow? Tomorrow is better than today. I don't believe in doomsday. I don't think that this is made to be ruined. This is made to be ruined by us? You must be kidding. Millions of years and all this improvement. Tomorrow is better. If you really believe in this, the fear of intelligence vanishes. Where is the unknown? Tonight could be more difficult, okay, but tomorrow is better. Future is better. Why? Because I'm looking at the process. Yes, of course, there is hidden slavery. I remember these arguments. Left. You don't because it didn't touch you, maybe. In third world country, materialism, dialectic was the fashion, being this and that. Yes, I accept there is hidden slavery, but at least it's hidden. 200 years ago it was open. This is improvement. We are living with the people who were alive when a black fellow couldn't vote. I never forget that, because I was alive, right? Now I don't say that the black people will choose these governmental staff, but at least they could vote. This is step by step, we'll see the improvement. I see the positive. Then why should I worry? When I believe in resurrection, why should I worry from death? When I understand that this is something which is planned, and very kindly, I should say. Oh, Adam, that friendship between you and the body, suddenly room will go out of everything. Talk to Adam. Has ever Adam attended the class of Rumi? Rumi is really talking to Adam? He's talking to me. My Adam part will say, remember, you Adam, you love this earth. Because your body is made by this. Of course your intelligence is stuck to reality. Because you are real from this reality. You are made of this. But you have something more. There is a light in you. He said, oh Adam, that friendship was owing to the scent of you, because earth was the woof and work of your body. From this place, you earthly body was woven in this place, and there is a pure light. We call it that breath of the truth, that breath of heart is in me, and that breath will aid when I do something, knowingly I do something wrong. When I lie, when I cheat, something inside doesn't like it. That's the breath which is in me. Of course, before growing up, I don't understand it, because this is a trip. This is not something that we are here. We are traveling. We are all travelers. And from each station that we rest, when we say move on, we will move on. Then he talked about something complicated that I will leave that subject to much, much later.
it's that